It's Thursday, and we are speaking with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. The November election is less than 2 weeks away now, and we've been seeing some big names in politics in Michigan. Bill Clinton was in Flint yesterday. We've also seen Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama campaigning for Democrats in the state, and President Obama is expected to make an appearance next week. And we also saw Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, and Chris Christie campaigning for Republicans in Michigan. Jack, what does this say about Michigan in the national political sphere?
Well, it says certainly that it's still a fairly major state. It's also a place where people come to raise money. These out-of-town folks are here for a number of reasons, not just to boost the candidates. They want to certainly get credibility with and build up IOUs with the parties in case they some of these folks are running or may run for president again. Others are just trying to raise funds for the party. I don't think that a single person ever says, oh boy, Mitt Romney's in the state, I guess I'll go vote for Terry Lynn Land. No, but it may inspire people to come out and vote and to tell their friends to, and also to give money. But there's some internal dynamics that are also sort of interesting. Governor Snyder didn't want to be seen with Mitt Romney and Terry Lynn Land, probably because his campaign identifies them as losers, and he's running ahead in the polls.
And how are things looking in the race for governor, U.S. Senate, and the legislature?
Well, these things are always fluid and chaotic, and there's a million polls, probably too many polls. The general consensus right now seems to be that Governor Snyder seems to be slightly ahead of Mark Schauer in most polls. But Democrats tell me, high-level Democrats tell me, they're very encouraged by absentee ballot results so far. They've had a big push to get people to vote. They tell me there's many thousands who didn't vote in 2010, Democrats, who've returned absentee ballots. In the Senate race, there seems to be a universal consensus that Gary Peters, the Democratic nominee, is far ahead of Terry Lynn Land, and it would take sort of a miracle or a giant Republican landslide to save her at this point. Legislature, again, is more fluid. These are all individual races. It would be very hard for the Democrats to win control of the state House, and impossible, virtually impossible, for them to win control of the Senate. But you never know, and they're hoping to pick up seats in both bodies, so we'll just have to wait and see.
So what do both parties have to do to kind of close the deal in these races in these final days before the election?
Well, you know, the way people talk now, it's not a question of really changing anybody's mind. It's a question of turnout. And that's why you see so many negative ads. Nobody really thinks they're going to change someone's mind, but if they get them discouraged with their candidate, they just might stay home. And what everybody's talking about now is the ground game. It's a football metaphor. They're trying to identify their voters and get them out to vote. Both sides are trying to get their troops out in the last days.
And is there anything else you're watching for before November 4th?
Well, of course, it could always be sort of a October or early November surprise. What I'm looking at is how many absentee ballots are returned. Michigan makes it harder than most states to vote absentee, but every year the percentage ratchets up a bit, and it could be as close to 30% of people in this election will vote absentee.
All right, Jack. Well, we will check back in next Wednesday. Thanks so much for your insights.
Have a wonderful day.